Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. At this time, I'd like everyone to please stand. We will have the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. Okay, at this time, we'll have the approval of this evening's agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time? Mr. Lank?
No changes.
Okay. From any member? Okay. Hearing none?
Motion to approve the agenda as last revised.
Second that.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve this evening's agenda as last revised. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening. In order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. First case, please.
First case is case number 11571, the application of William and Julie Moore, seeking a variance for a reduction in the front yard setback for a through lot based on section 115-34B and section 115-182A of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. Property is located east of Road 348 Orange Lane, being northeast of Prestwick Court, approximately 180 feet south of Turnberry Drive, and being more specifically Lot 84 within Fairway Villas Development. The 91 address was not available. The current zoning district is MR. The tax map ID is 134, map 3, parcel 766. To be more specific, there's a request for a variance of 15 feet from the required 30-foot front yard setback for one frontage on a through lot. Gentlemen, there's an attached letter of support from the HOA for Fairway Villas Development. There are no letters of opposition, and we did receive 3 mail returns. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Lane. Okay.
and stand and be sworn in, Mr. Moore.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Lank, Mr. Sharp, William Scott from Scott and Schumann and Bethany here on behalf of Mr. and Mrs. Moore. I'd ask that Mr. and Mrs. Moore both be sworn in.
Okay. If you would, please. Excuse me.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
By way of H. Moore.
Julie W. Moore, 30961 Scissorville Road, Ocean View, Delaware, 19970.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
We prepared some exhibit books that are being handed out with some exhibits.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you again for hearing our application. Again, I'm William Scott on behalf of Mr. and Mrs. Moore. And as Mr. Lank said, the Moores purchased Lot 84 in Fairway Villas Subdivision, and we're requesting a 15-foot variance from the rear setback or the from one side of a through lot for the Moores property in Fairway Village. If you turn to tab 3, in the exhibit book, it gives you an idea of the where the lot is and what we're talking about. Tab 4 is a picture of the entire recorded plat, at least that page of it, to give you a better idea as to where their lot is located in the situation that they're in. As we said, they've purchased Lot 84, which is one of two lots that front on Turnberry Drive in Fairway Village. Behind Turnberry Drive is Presswick, which is a cul-de-sac that was cut in order that the four lot owners that are behind the Moore's lot would be able to access their lot. So as the cul-de-sac gets cut in, it creates what the county has deemed a through lot because you've got roads on both sides. But it's not a typical through lot in the case where you've got a street that's a thoroughfare, a through street that's going on either side. Because of the way this particular portion of Fairway Villas was developed, they put those five lots in, and then in order to get access, had to cut in that cul-de-sac. So the access is really used by just those four lot owners. I believe three of those lots are improved at this point. One is not. The lot that's on the end fronts on Turnberry, as does the Moore's lot. As you know, the county imposes that 30-foot setback on all through lots, while the rear setback is typically 15-foot. The Homeowners Association, and at tab 5, there are letters of support from the Homeowners Association, which was also sent in to the board. There are support letters from the neighbors on either side. On one side is Mr. Goldstein, who owns his lot through an LLC, and on the other side is the golf course, both of whom have given their letters of support. But as I said, there's typically a 15-foot rear setback if it wasn't, in fact, a through lot. In this case, again, it's not a typical through lot, not only because of the cul-de-sac in behind, but the HOA has mandated that the homes for Lot 84 and for the lot next door, Lot 85, would have to front on Turnberry. So the HOA has dictated that should the Moores build on this lot, and that's their hope, that they would be able to build their house. They're renting a home right now that can't really accommodate their needs, but it would be their hope that they would build on this lot, and they would have to front on Turnberry. You'd be given a 911 address, that's Turnberry, so that in reality, this double frontage in the back on Presswick is essentially their rear setback. At tab number 2, in your exhibit book, and this was also submitted along with the Moore's application, which we included as tab number 1, is Just sort of a proposed layout that Greg Hastings has done at the Moore, had done at the Moore's request, with an idea to sort of lay out a house for them. And you see, of course, towards the back where it fronts Prestwick, you've got the house, the footprint that Mr. Hastings has laid out, again, just proposed, is going to end up being cut off if the variance is not requested or is not granted. Mr. Moore was diagnosed with Parkinson's about 10 years ago. For those of you that don't know about Parkinson's, it's sort of a progressive disease. So he has been able to slow the progression of that disease over the last 10 years, but he's got certain needs that he's going to have within the house. So the house that they are proposing, and Mrs. Moore can speak more to this, is really got just the basics on the ground floor for Mr. Moore. So there's a kitchen and there's the laundry room, and there's a bedroom. You've got there's a garage because of the vehicle and the equipment that he's got. As you can see, Mr. Moore has a fairly substantial motorized chair that was designed for him. The house that they're designing is going to have extra wide doorways and extra wide hallways to enable Mr. Moore to be able to maneuver his chair through the hallways and into the rooms. While it has a good turning radius, it's a fairly substantial chair, and part of the Parkinson's disease is that Mr. Moore sometimes has involuntary hand or arm movements, so he needs sort of a little bit of margin for error as he's coming down the hallway or trying to get into a room or come back out of a room. The larger rooms and turning radiuses are also going to be required because he uses a scooter in some cases when he doesn't have that motorized chair. So the kitchen and the laundry room and the bathroom all need to be designed to accommodate that, and so that he can get his scooter or his chair or his non-motorized chair underneath there. The houses they're proposing to build would also include a garage. They've got a van that's got a ramp that enables them to load the motorized chair or the scooter onto the vans for Mr. Moore's needs. You'll also see at tab number six, is a letter from Mr. Moore's doctor. Again, part of slowing the effects of Parkinson's is to regularly exercise, to do things like a recumbent bike and other exercises like that that Mr. Moore is able to do. He's encouraged by the doctor to play an instrument, which is drums. Again, any physical activity and putting yourself through those paces tends to slow the disease. So the house that they're looking at would also have a room, again, big enough for Mr. Moore to be able to get himself in there on his own to be able to do those exercises. Again, there's letters of support from the neighbors on either side, Mr. Goldstein and the golf course. The golf course does have in their letter of support some concerns about the side setback. We're not requesting a side setback variance and don't intend on it, but they, while they were in support of a variance from the rear or double front side in the back on Prestwick, they would be against anything on the side, their side. But again, we're not here to request that. The standards, as you know, have to be addressed, the standards for granting a variance. As to uniqueness, again, in looking at the lot that the Moores purchased, it's one of only two that have that cul-de-sac that's been cut in behind it. And the way that not only this particular area of Fairway Villas, but where their lots are, by the cul-de-sac coming in and being cut in, it pushed what we're calling the rear setback even further up into the lot, so sort of further constraining the use for that lot. Again, the through lot in this case, it's sort of an atypical through lot. It's the Prestwick is really only there for four lot owners. The Moores will suffer unnecessary hardship and exceptional practical difficulty if they must develop their property in strict conformance with the code. They're essentially not going to be able to accommodate Mr. Moore's needs with the size of rooms that he needs. And again, Mrs. Moore can speak to it if you all like to hear it, but they're not planning a library and a dining room and a sitting room. They're trying to get rooms big enough for what their needs truly are. The Moores aren't able to develop, as shown by the sketch that Mr. Hastings did, which is behind two, are unable to develop it strictly in accordance with the zoning code as is, due to Mr. Moore's situation, and this variance would be necessary to give them the reasonable use of their property given their particular circumstances. Obviously, the shape of the lot and this particular area, Fairway Villas, and the design of the cul-de-sac, was none of that was created by the applicant. So none of these conditions that are making this particular lot and this particular area, Fairway Village, unique, are due to the actions of the applicants. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As we said, the HOA gave their letter of support and said it's actually in accordance with even with the variance, if it were granted, the house that they're proposing to build would be in conformance with the covenants with the HOA. So it's still in compliance with the private covenants, which would mean it would also not substantially impair or the adjacent property or detrimental to the public welfare. We've got the lot owners on either side giving their support. It is also the minimum variance. Essentially, what we're seeking to do is to have it reduced to a more typical, if you will, rear setback of the 15-foot as opposed to the 30-foot on either side, with the idea that it's while it's a through lot, it's sort of a very atypical through lot for purposes of that definition. With that, we're here to answer any questions that you may have. Mr. and Mrs. Moore here, if you have any questions of them, we'd request the setback from the double frontage in the rear on Prestwick of 15 foot from the required 30 foot.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Scott.
Thank you.
We'll start out then. Mr. Mills, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir. No questions.
Mr. Ricker?
Mr. Scott, you did an excellent job. You addressed these standards also with explanations. The only question I have is the president of the HOA is in support. I didn't get a chance to read that real quick. He's in support of the 15-foot adjustment. Okay.
Yes, sir. Essentially, they said because it's already in accordance as requested, the variance as requested, is still would meet their covenants, conditions, and restrictions. Right. That they have, I can look to see if he said in support, but they have no objection to it. And again, would in fact require that that house be built fronting Turnberry and not fronting Prestwick. So it's not like the Moores could then shove it in the back, right, you know, after the fact.
All right, no other questions, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Berg?
No questions.
Mr. Chump?
Just two. I presume from what you're saying that this is all going to be first floor living.
Everything for the Moores is going to be first floor living. They do have some sons and some grandchildren. So the idea is that there'd be two bedrooms upstairs, but that's going to be designed for their kids. So everything on the ground floor, it would essentially be ground floor living, and they would have had everything on the ground floor except that there's not enough room to accommodate what room they would have for guests.
Gotcha. And the second question is, do you have one of your witnesses who can affirm the statements you've made?
Certainly. Thank you. Mr. Moore, if you wouldn't mind. Mr. Moore, you heard the testimony and the presentation that I made before the board this evening?
Yes.
And you can adopt that. Can you adopt that testimony as your own?
Yes.
And then if I had asked you to speak yourself, you'd have said essentially the same thing as I've laid out here tonight?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Yes. Thank you, Sharp.
Thank you. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the young lady, did you just raise your hand in against or for?
Four.
In
favor.
All right, two in favor, right? Okay.
I think there's more, I think.
Is there? Oh.
Okay, one, two, three.
That's what I was trying to get.
Oh, okay.
Neighbor is across the street.
Already. Thank you. And that's five then now.
Okay. They were kind of timid, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you for that. Okay.
There's five?
Yeah, there's five in favor.
Okay.
Okay. And hearing none in opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11571. Mr. Scott, their attorney, certainly has explained in detail the request and why the request is before the Board of Adjustment. And he's also addressed the standards for granting a variance. The uniqueness of the property certainly appears to be and is the lot shape with the cul-de-sac, which would make it hard to build any type of recreation area, I guess you would call it, for Mr. Moore to work out in. And also, there's no possibility of, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property will fit right into that category also. And the acceptance of practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. That lot has been created in that shape, and the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. He has stated that, and we've also got a statement from the HOA, and also the request is the variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,571. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for those reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,571 is approved.
Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.